Okay, let's see. I cleaned the kitchen, both bedrooms, both bathrooms, the guest area. Oh, the beach house. I know you said you had that party coming up soon. Did you want that cleaned this week or next? Next week. Got it. I'll jot that down for you. Is there anything else, sir? Well, I appreciate it, as always. Thank you, sir. See you next week. Wait, sir, I did have one question for you. You know how last week you were telling me that you were considering hiring a full-time personal assistant to live with you here on your estate? Are you still thinking about that? Oh, well, I was wondering if instead of hiring a full-time assistant, maybe you'd be interested in hiring a full-time maid. Just hear me out. Obviously, if I was here full-time, I would be available at your beck and call anytime you'd want. I would continue my maid duties, except instead of taking care of just your commons area, I would be in charge of cleaning the entire estate. The guest houses, the entire mansion, anything you would need. In addition, I would be more than happy to receive guests, set appointments, and handle all the duties that your personal assistant would have as well. Why am I interested? Well, sir, I'm just looking for an opportunity to have a little more stability with my finances. Instead of cobbling together so many cleaning contracts in a week, it would be great to focus on just one property for a change. And this property is big enough that, honestly, I think you could use a full-time maid service. Oh, why wouldn't you just hire me out through my normal provider? Well, I was thinking that if you hired me directly, I would be able to offer more personal service. How? Well, I know you had said you planned on your personal assistant living in one of the guest homes on the property, or in the spare room on the east wing of the mansion, and if that person was me, I could make myself available to you anytime you like. What do I mean? What I mean, sir, is that if I were here all the time, I could attend to your most personal needs and desires. If I placed my hand here, just below your belt, would this accurately describe what I'm proposing? Yes, sir. When I say I would hope to meet and exceed your every need, that is exactly what I mean. A demonstration? I suppose you do need to know the quality of service I can offer before you make a decision. Let me just get these off you and gently pull this out so I can... Oh my god, sir. You're so big. It certainly does seem to be growing, though. Why would that be, sir? Does the proposal of your maid standing next to you with her hand around your cock intrigue you? Or perhaps is it the French maid outfit I always wear for you while I clean? Can I be honest with you, sir? I wear this especially for you. I don't wear it for any of the other homes I clean. It isn't my company's regulation uniform, but before I arrive here, I change into this silky black uniform with white lace and black stockings, with this low-cut top and skirt that's too short for these long, luscious legs and plump ass. You're the only one who sees me like this because, well, sir, I'm in love with you. I have been from the moment I saw you on my first day here. It's why I'm willing to do whatever it takes to show you that you need me here, to take care of you in every way. So why don't you just stand there while I squat down in front of you and start letting these lips and tongue do a different kind of talking. Would that be okay with you? How am I doing, sir? Do you know how many men would love to be in this position right now? With a hot maid in front of them, drooling all over their rock-hard cock. But only you are getting this right now, because you're so handsome and sexy with such a long, thick, amazing cock. I just love running my tongue all over the head, just like this. I know you're single. I am sure, though, that a man of your stature with your wealth has several women interested in him. The good thing about me is I don't care. Let me lick your huge balls. I don't care if you get married or want a date. I'll still be available to you anytime you want. If you want it to be a secret, I'll keep it a secret. If you want me to help you cuck your wife, I'll do that. And if you wanted to join me, I'll show you both a good time. Fuck. I'm so wet just thinking about how much fun we could have together. Show you how wet I am? With pleasure, sir. Let me stand up and remove my black panties. There. Give me your hand. Let me spread my legs for you and stick your fingers right there. Do you see? Do you see how wet your mate is for you, sir? Please. Please say you'll let me live here and service you. This wet pussy can be yours anytime you want it, anytime you need it, and I'll never say no. Yes, stick your fingers in deeper, just like that. I'll beg for it every time, sir, unless you don't want me to. I'll dom you if you want, or act like I don't want it. Whatever gets you off, sir. Fuck, your fingers are making me even wetter. What's that? You need to test me out before you can make a decision. I thought you'd never ask, sir. Allow me to place my hands on the dresser here. Please, sir, enter me from behind. Sample everything I can offer you. Yes, that's it. Stick it in. Stick it in. Fuck. Oh, that's amazing. I fantasized about this for so long. Please. Please fuck me, sir. Yes. Like that. Just like that. I've wanted this for so long. I've fantasized about this so many nights. Can I admit to something, sir? One time, I was running late, and I got here when you weren't expecting me, and I was coming up to tell you, and I saw you in the bathroom coming out of the shower. You were naked and so beautiful. And that cock. So divine. I wanted to jump you right there and beg you to fuck me like you're fucking me right now. I came so hard when I masturbated that night. I used my biggest dildo, imagining it was you, right behind me, making me squirm, making me moan, fucking me in my sexy maid's uniform. Yes, sir. Yes, pump it in and out, just like that. Thrust harder, harder. Slap your balls against my clit. Take me, sir. Take me. Do you like me calling you, sir? I can call you master. Or daddy, if you like. I think I found a trigger. Daddy. Do you like me calling you that? Maybe I can dress up in a schoolgirl outfit next time. And Daddy can treat his good girl to another helping of his big cock. What's that? You want to change positions? Well, of course, Daddy. However you want me, you can take me. Turn around, okay? Daddy, give it to your slutty mate. Just like that. Harder. Harder. You're so strong. Picking me up and fucking me from the front like this. The angle of your dick is just right. It's hitting inside so deep. Please. Are you gonna hire me, sir? Will you please hire me to clean for you and serve you every day? I'll be whatever you need me to be. I'll be your partner, your girlfriend, your mistress, your side piece, your good girl, your nasty slut, your horny bitch, your trophy wife, or your cum-guzzling whore. I will clean every square inch of this house, but my favorite thing to clean will be your cock with my mouth after you fucking come inside me. Yes, that's right, sir. You can fill me up anytime you want. I'm on the pill, so you can blow your hot load deep into my pussy every time. Yes, yes, that's it, sir. Come inside me. Let this wet pussy taste your cum for the first time. Fuck me into submission. Let your maid take care of your hard cock and your hot load. Fuck me until you blow. Come inside me. Come inside me now. Fuck. Fuck, Daddy. I'm gonna come. Come with me now. Yes. Like that. Daddy. That was amazing. You're so strong. Holding me up as you fuck me. And you set me down so gently. Oh, sir, I'm so sorry I missed a spot in your cleaning today. Your cock is a creamy mess. Please, let me take care of this for you. So, sir, what do you say? Am I hired? Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. You won't be disappointed. I can start next week. I must say, cleaning your cock is always going to be my favorite part of the job, though. You just stand right there, sir, and let my mouth do all the work. After all, I wouldn't want to miss a spot.